Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hey, Devo Spice.
Hey, Luke Ski.
We have Ian.
Ian.
Here.
Steve Goody will not be able to join us this week. Most likely, he has a gig tonight, so he is traveling. Although he might be calling in later, just in the off chance. And Blythe Renee should be joining us later in the show. In the meantime, welcome to episode 348 of the Funny Music Podcast. I don't think is that correct? Yes, today is the 16th. Okay, 348 of the Funny Music Podcast for February 16th, 2016. For some reason, that date didn't look right. So how are you folks doing?
Decently.
I'm doing just fine.
I am also doing well.
So I've been busy getting ready for the upcoming trip to Florida and finishing up my new song and all the fun stuff that goes along with that. But the really important news in my life right now is that I finally watched UHF with the kids.
Yay!
And they loved it. They, in fact, you know, asked to watch it again last night, so we watched it again last night during dinner. So
excellent.
That was fun. Darren was like, "How'd they do that with the dog? He actually threw the dog," and I'm like, "Yeah, but he wasn't actually three stories up. It was probably a net or a big inflatable cushion or a handler to catch him on the other side of the window. It's not. He's fine. The dog is fine. Trust me." So that was
excellent.
Fun. I was fully expecting there to be rousing screams of stupid throughout the house, but hasn't materialized yet. Which I'm kind of grateful
for. Not a bad thing.
Yeah, because that could get out of hand. So what you been up to, Luke?
Well, last week on Friday, Cartoon Network's Facebook page did a Facebook Live event where they talked to both me and Lindsay Smith about what we do on Mighty Magiswords. So if you go to the Cartoon Network Facebook page and go back to early in the day on Friday, the 10th of February, you can see this video where I'm showing part of a recently aired episode called Share and Share Dislike, and showing off the storyboard, and then I basically recreate one of the storyboard panels and draw a Vampiro Prohias, and kind of explain things as I'm going along. And the guy who's, operating the device that was, filming it was telling me people had questions and I would answer them. And so I was on for about 14 or 15 minutes. And then we threw it over to Lindsay so that she could show some of the design aspects. And my favorite part of that is, because I was also mentioning that me and Lindsay do voices on the show. And I'm like, "Oh, Lindsay, you know her as Witchy Simone. Let me see if she's ready. Hey, Squirt!" And Lindsay shouts, "That's not my name!" and then we went over to her. So, and the rest of the video was her. So
I watched the thing with part with you, but I didn't realize Lindsay was there too. I guess I didn't finish the video. I'll
yeah,
have to go back and watch it.
It went on for, like about a half hour or so, maybe a little bit longer. But you can go find that there. Excuse me. I can't remember exactly how many thousands of people were watching it or have watched it, but I'm sure that info was up at the if you look at it, you'll see whatever the current count is for people who have seen it up till now. So that was really neat. Saturday, I finally cashed in that Chipotle party catering thing that I won. So I had Tony and the crew over, and Kyle and Lindsay and a handful of others over at my place for to partake in Chipotle and hang out and do the stuff we usually do. So it was interesting to have that much Chipotle food in my house at one time, and it was designed for about 20-ish people, and we got through most of it. There was some stuff left over, and I packed it all up, put it in the fridge, not because I expect to eat it, but just because I didn't want to leave it out all night and have, you know, the cat get into it and stuff. So, yeah. So that was fun. Got to hang out with Bonnie and Xander a little bit of the Library Bards, and that was a lot of fun. They had a little get together at their house, kind of a housewarming party last Friday night, and Xander got drunk. So it's just kind of like, oh, this is a preview of MarsCon. Excellent. And they're both really excited about that too. So,
yay. Let's see.
What else? We recorded a couple of episodes of Magiswords on Tuesday. To be on the safe side, I probably shouldn't say specifically what they are, but it finally happened. There was a recording session with both me and Kate Micucci at the same time.
Yay!
So I have seen photographic evidence of such.
I have as well.
And so it's like I talked to her, and, you know, she, of course, was nice and everything. And, you know, Kyle and Lindsay were there, too, and Gray, and they're friends because they're friggin', you know, Daphne and Velma. But but it was one of those things. They have a song at Garfunkel and Oates have a song called I Don't Know Who You Are.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And here's the weird thing. It's like when I met them at a live show in Chicago shortly after I sent them the Logan Award, you know, they knew who I was. But they were like, you seem familiar. Where do I know you from? And I'm like, oh, can I give you the award? And they're like, oh, yeah. And, you know. So this time around, I'm not sure if she knew who I was or not. But she, you know, I just kind of kept my mouth shut and everything because I don't know. I was being in the professional situation I was in, you know, I just kind of felt like it's better if I just play it cool and we all get our jobs done here and stuff. And, you know, maybe I'll get a chance to, you know, talk comedy music with her another time, but, you know,
right.
But the overall point is it was a cool, fun experience. It was just, I'm trying to think of things I can tell you that don't give away what's going on or whatever. I just don't want to get in trouble, you know?
Understand.
She of course was the voice of Penny Plasm in the episode Flirty Phantom, but she is doing a new character in this episode, that will, you know, be recurring. So, so there will be more of Kate Micucci on the show in the future. So,
cool.
Hooray. What else happened? This didn't happen to me, but I want to give a shout out to, Stephanie, who for the first time might not actually call the show right now because, she went into surgery yesterday. She's, been recovering just fine from the messages. I talked to her on the phone last night, and she messaged me today, asked me what time Magiswords was on so that she could watch it, and I had to tell her they moved it to Friday night, so she has to wait till tomorrow to see Magiswords. But anyway, that's what I've been up to.
Yay.
So, Ian.
Yes?
Give us a quick intro to your tune, and we'll give it a listen.
This song is in remembrance of the terrible tragedy that befell Bowling Green. And this is dedicated in remembrance of the lives that were lost.
Here it is, the Bowling Green Fabrication Society.
Sexual impropriety, deserving the only way.
Hashtag never remember.
Nice. So is this your first political song?
This is my first political song, yes.
So what made you decide to...
It's not really that political.
No, it's not, but
yes.
I mean, what made you decide to break the ice with this one?
The idea of what happened on Twitter with everybody saying, you know, having their accounts of what happened during Bowling Green kind of spawned the idea for comedy, and also parodying the Kinks Village Green Preservation Society seemed too good to not do. So I was a big fan of the Kinks song, and I thought it fit perfectly for this. So I was like, yes, this is clearly what I must do. So it was the first song I wrote for FOM this year, for February Album Writing Month. And I knew I was planning on just writing lyrics. I didn't think I'd get a chance to record the song because I knew Ben was busy. But Nuclear Bubble Wrap saw the lyrics and said, this is great, you should record it. And I'm like, hey, you want to help me with that?
That'll teach Jace to open his mouth.
What's that?
That'll teach Jace to open his mouth.
Right? you know, they helped me out with that and got it churned out pretty quickly. And because of that, it already got played on Dr. Demento, too. So that was pretty great. So I was kind of excited by that.
When I checked the playlist for this week's Dr. Demento show and I got to the end, I literally laughed out loud when I saw that there were three songs about the Bowling Green Massacre.
Yes, there's actually way more. A whole bunch of people at FOM have done Bowling Green songs, and they're contemplating making a CD of all of them and having like it benefit like an actual tragedy.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea.
So a lot of people wrote some Bowling Green songs. I know Touch Pell did his during FOM, and when Jim's Big Ego posted about their song, I posted that in the Dr. Demento group and then linked to Todd's song and my song, and Dr. D saw that post clearly. So
very cool. I love the idea of a Bowling Green Recreation Society, like reenactors, like Civil War reenactors.
Yeah, I really enjoyed writing that one.
Like, I kind of want to do this. Like, maybe at FumFest we could have a Bowling Green reenactment or something.
The Bowling Green Recreationists, yes. Yeah, that was... I actually got to use some really good rhymes that I'm really proud of in this one, so...
That's cool.
But yes, you know, as far as political commentary goes, it's probably the most I'll ever do on something like that, but it was too good not to.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you're planning on doing more, or if you want to start leaning into the Steve Goody way of doing things.
It's really not my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So probably not, but... It is to say that I am at least paying attention. So,
yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I remember the first political song I tried to write was about Bob Dole back in the 90s. Yeah, and I got like a half a line written, and I'm like, I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Why would I do this? And I gave up.
Well, there's a line in the original song about the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society, and I was like, well, that clearly has to be Desperate Don, then.
Right.
It seemed too good to not do.
Yeah.
You know, many of the lines, so.
Yeah, this thing almost seems, like, written for this idea.
It really does. You know, we derive our humor from this situation where we can.
Yeah. It's amazing
because everything's
works out
on
sometimes.
Fire.
Fire, fire. I do not want to talk about politics.
So let's remember the people from Bowling Green.
Yes.
Hashtag never remember.
Right. So where were you on that fateful day?
I was on the front lines.
Oh, really?
Yes, my one term in the military, I was part of the, not the Coast Guard, more like the coast security guard. And I got knocked unconscious and woke up to the slaughter. There were robots everywhere.
See, I was training the unicorns, and I was not doing a very good job, so there was, like, rainbow shit all over the road, and I ended up having to
clean
it up.
You're the one who I get to blame for that. That's what knocked me unconscious.
I'm sorry.
I slipped on it.
Okay.
I slipped in some rainbow stool and knocked myself out with my laser bayonet.
Yeah, that'll do it. It was a horrible day. Horrible day.
It was a day that shall live in infamy.
It was a day I will never remember.
Nope.
God, we could do that forever.
We could, and let's not.
Let's not, no. So what else you have going on? You doing any shows
or anything? I've been writing songs for FOM.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's going pretty good so far. I'm about halfway done, I think. You're supposed to do 14 in 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
I have 8 right now, but 2 of them are doubles. One is a lyrics, and then right after the lyrics is the recording, because I did it after I posted it. So Bowling Green is up there twice. One is lyrics and one is the demo. And another song is up there as lyrics and a demo. And then everything else is lyrics.
What do you mean by a double?
I should be posting some more now. What's that?
What do you mean by a double? What's a double?
Well, I mean, they count every song that you post.
Yeah.
As, you know, this is the first song, second song, third song, whatever. So you're supposed to do 14, and once you hit 14, you've won the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But because 2 of my songs are the same thing, I posted Bowling Green as a lyrics only.
And then
I posted it again because I had the demo recording finally.
So it just got counted twice.
Yeah, so it gets first song is Bowling Green, second song is Bowling Green with the recording, because I didn't want to post the recording on the post I already made because people wouldn't see it.
Okay.
So that song and another song have lyrics and then a demo recording. So technically I only have 6 songs posted, but
so you're cheating is what you're saying.
No, I'm going to go until I have 16. Well, actually, I'm going to go until I stop, but but that's, you know, how I write anyway.
See, I was tempted to do something like that with NaNoWriMo, because all you have to do is upload, you know, a Word document or whatever with the words, and their system counts it. And I was like, I could write a JavaScript thing in about 30 seconds that just pulls from random words and stops at 50,000, and I can win NaNoWriMo in like 10 minutes.
Which is a line from one of your songs, isn't
it? Yes. That's kind of where that came from.
Yeah, I think a couple of the demos I'm going to post are songs that I technically wrote in January, but I didn't record until now, so
yeah.
That might go up soon, so... But I've also been using FOM to write songs, A, for a project that I have coming out very soon, spoiler alert, and 2, for a thing that I've been trying to work on for the past year, which is the musical / rock opera / thing that I've been wanting to work on, Alphabetically Yours.
And I very much want you to continue working on that for reasons.
For reasons.
Yes.
As do I.
So please continue to keep working on that for reasons.
Reasons, which we will not get into here.
Not at all. Not reasons. A bit.
We're subtle.
We are so subtle.
not my forte. Anyway.
Wildcard in the chat just asked, does Ian have the B song yet? We know he has the A song. Is it on the FUMP?
I'm not sure. The B song and the A song? Oh, yes. Sure, yeah. No, I know what he's talking about. Yes. In Alphabetically Yours, yes.
All
the songs in Alphabetically Yours, the next song is the next consecutive letter in the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
So Alphabetically Yours was the A song. The B song is called Back Again, and the lyrics for that are up on my FOM page.
Okay.
The C song is up now. I just wrote that one today, and that one's called Closure, and that one is up on FOM. They don't have demos yet. They're just lyrics. But those are up on the FOM page. If you want a sneak preview and want to read them, my username on FOM is InsaneIan with no spaces. If you find my stuff there, you can check them out. So you might get a sneak preview of some of the thing that might be coming out in the next 2 weeks, possibly.
Ooh. So is this rock opera thing going to have 26 songs in it?
It is going to have 26 songs in it.
How long is it going to be? 13
in Act 1, 13 in Act 2.
How long do you expect this thing to be?
About an hour.
Okay, so short songs.
Some of them are going to be short, yes. Not all of them.
Okay.
But, yeah, some songs are going to be not, you know, song-length songs.
Well, keep in mind, 26 songs in roughly 60 minutes is, you know, a little over 2 minutes a song, so you can fill it up.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm aware. It might be a little over an hour, so if I were to, say, put on a production of this, mm-hmm. I might do an abridged version.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm planning on having it, once it's finished, be a two CD set. Act 1 be one disc, Act 2 be the other.
Okay. Cool. All right.
But all the songs have titles currently, they just haven't been written.
Oh, so you've planned the whole thing out. Do you have the story written?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah, the whole plot is laid out and everything, but and what's supposed to happen in each song. But the songs themselves have not been written where they relay that plot. So,
okay. All right. So anything you would like to plug?
My Patreon, patreon.com/insaneIan. I put out a new video every month. Last month was the video for Die Hard Christmas, the song that I did with Bonecage that was on the Thump in December. Finally did a clip music video for that. The video I was supposed to be working on for this month, which will come out at the end of this month, was going to be internet famous, but there's not enough time in February to do that. So I'm going to sub in a different video, which hopefully will get finished enough and people might see at MarsCon when I perform. So.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's do the news.
Yay!
Normally I say this is a sing-along. People laugh. But you people are singing along. So it's not funny.
Attention fans of funny music. The world's longest-running fandom convention comedy music concert series is back.
Right on top of my set list I have Creepy, New Me, Obscene, Zombie Disease, Nuff Liquor, Pinterest, Dork Horror. Can I keep this, Mike? This is the best set list I have ever seen.
MarsCon 2017 is taking place March 3rd through 5th at the Hilton Minneapolis St. Paul Mall of America Hotel in Bloomington, Minnesota.
I come to you from a nightmarish dystopian hellscape called New York City. So what I'm trying to say is I'm really happy to be in Minnesota.
This year's event will feature performances by the Library Bards, Mikey Mason, Power Salad.
Who's up for some cheerful insanity?
The Great Luke Ski, Carrie Dalby, Devo Spice.
I remembered the words and the order they went in.
Woo! Insane Ian and TV's Kyle with Lynn Zilla.
I like Mike Stans because they enable my posing. Posing! This is going to sound great in the CD, right, Luke?
Ladies, he is taken. 100% mine.
And this year's music guest of honor, the legendary Judy Tenuta.
Oh, come closer, come closer, come closer to the goddess. Oh, guess what?
Visit MarsCon.org for information and visit MarsConDementia.com to pick up your copy of the fundraiser compilation.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'll see you at table 27, because I'm a whore.
Time for funny music news. Something, something, something.
In the news, I guess scroll to page. The DoubleClicks have a new Kickstarter going for their new album, which is called Love Problems. Claims to be an album about finding strength, speaking out, and love, as well as space, physics, math, and cello. They have a wide selection of rewards, including a digital album for $10, a signed CD for $25, or their entire discography on USB drive for $85. go to Kickstarter.com and search for the Double Clicks. It will come right up. They have already reached their initial goal of $35,000, and they still have 25 days to go. So
they did it in 2 days.
Yep, they are doing quite well. And then they have a couple of stretch goals already lined up. So if you'd like to help them out and get their new CD, go to Kickstarter.com and search for the Double Clicks.
I think they already have a music video for the album as well, for Women Know Math. I think that's on the new album. So
okay.
That came out the same day as the Kickstarter. So
cool. Power Salad's music is now on Bandcamp. I spent some time helping Chris relaunch his website, which is, it's nothing special. It's just a simple Joomla page. And rather than set up like a custom store, we just decided to just link to Bandcamp. So he had to upload all his music there. And you can now go to powersalad.bandcamp.com to pick up all his albums, both digitally and physically, including Snibbix, Love with a Side of Fries, Cinnamony Sea Anemone, Power Salad Live, Warts and All, Sweat Equity, The Whiteout Album, and Force Doesn't Work on a Crustacean. He also has the Food Show single, and he still has 45s of Codependency.
Nice.
So you can get everything individually, or you can get everything as a whole for $42.75, which is a 25% discount. And coming soon, the Power Salad Vinyl Album. Yes, Chris is very excited to be working on a vinyl album of some kind. It's going to be pricey because it's going to be one of those, you know, one at a time lathe cut thing. So it's probably going to be between $25 and $40, depending on where he goes and how many he makes and whatnot. He will be taking pre-orders soon, so stay tuned to that. And. Nice. Speaking of new albums, Steve Goody has a new album out called FU 2016. With all the celebrity deaths and the nightmare election, what we all need is 13 or 14 new stupid songs from Steve. And that's what you get with this new CD, plus two funny videos and two hidden tracks, all for $12 for the CD or $10 for the digital download. The album contains songs such as Dickheads, the Weird Al Country Medley, Dumb Americans, Cheat Sheets, Blue Bayoubs, a couple others, including The Twit in Twitter, which we're going to talk about later in this show.
Yay!
That album is available at stevegoody.com. All right, in FumpFest news, I believe I have finally fixed the issue with the website, so you should be able to go to FumpFest.com and book your hotel room now properly. What was happening was if you tried to book for Friday and Saturday, it worked fine. If you tried to book and include either of the shoulder nights, so Thursday or Sunday, you got all kinds of weird things happening and it wasn't working. So I believe that's been fixed. I heard from three different people who were giving me trouble, who were given trouble with the website. They have all been able to book their hotel rooms now, so this should be the end of it. So if you've been trying to book your hotel room and haven't been able to, you should be able to now. If you haven't tried yet, please do so, because we do have a room block to fill. And I've been hard at work booking X for FumpFest. I have 10 of the 12 slots filled, and I'm hoping to hear back from one of their artists soon.
Yeah, and fill those slots.
Yeah. So, all right, you guys got anything before tour dates?
I do.
Yes.
I haven't added him to the performer page yet, but we have another act for the Fump Jukebox show, and that would be Starf.
Oh, cool.
Yay!
So, yeah, he's already going to be at MarsCon helping Mark with the C and Ian and stuff, so... I asked him if he would want to do a song during the Fump Jukebox, and he said yeah. So he'll be doing a thing. So that means right now the Fump Jukebox has Starf, Beth Kinderman and the player characters, the Feng Shui Ninjas, and Brett Glass, if I'm remembering correctly. So we only have four acts. So if anybody out there is interested in performing something at the Funk Jukebox show, let me know. Remembering back to the days of the Dementia Fan Showcase, you don't have to be one of us big-time hoity-toity artists. If you have something you'd like to get up and do, just email me, and if I think it is appropriate or whatever, I'll add it to the list, because the whole point of that show is to, you know, showcase other people who didn't get main stage concerts, and, you know, I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to do their thing. What?
Gets represented.
Yeah. So,
Luke,
I
may have somebody that I should put you in contact with, because I found out there's a kind of nerdy comedy act that hangs out in the Space Oddity Room every year and hasn't come downstairs, at least to perform or anything. Probably comes down and sees the shows at least. But I found them. I discovered them on FOM, and their album is great. And they've been writing some really cool stuff at FOM this year. So I'm going to put you in touch with the Faithful Sidekicks.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And the other thing I wanted to mention is the update on the fundraiser. We are up to $730, which is 87% of the way to our initial goal. We have just under 2 weeks left. So at some point here, I may get nervous and start spamming the hell out of this. So I also added to the main page a general donate button. So if anybody wants to donate without having to have it be connected to purchasing the fundraiser, if you just want to give a chunk of money, you can go to click on the donate button and donate via PayPal using your credit card or your PayPal funds or whatever. And I also wanted to mention that I haven't, another thing I haven't added to the website yet, but I probably will, as soon as I have a few minutes to. It's not so much adding it, it's figuring out how to add it in a way that's going to be the most effective and not be like mess up the page. But that general donate button, like, I get so few sales throughout the rest of the year that going through the effort of setting up a shopping cart type store is really not worth the effort for this particular website. And for various reasons, I don't want to put it on Bandcamp or whatever. I want to keep it, so that, the general public doesn't have access to hear everything, because, that kind of, kills the fundraiser. So I do have all of the other fundraiser albums available as download. This year's obviously is from MarsCon 2016. I have all of the sets dating all the way back to the year 2007. The very first one wasn't a live concert one. It was just a collection of tracks we all put together on one album. So it was a one disc set. And then the following year was the first one that had live stuff. So that had live stuff recorded at MarsCon 2007 in the 2008 set. And that one was two CDs. So I'm kind of going to bundle 2007 and 2008 together as one, because that kind of equals the length of all the other sets, 2009 and afterwards. So the point is this: if you are interested in any of those, of getting any of those individual sets, because there's holes in your collection, or you want to, get everything from the past you didn't have before, then go to that donate button and donate $20 for every one of those sets you want. And then message me, email me, whatever, and tell me which specific years you need, and then I will get you links to download all those sets. So like I said, $20 each, and there's like 10 of them, and I will do a special deal if you want all of them in one shot, one shebang. If you donate $100, I'll give you all of them. So that's like, whatever, at least 50% off there to get all of the sets for just $100. And to the one person this year who's donated, someone donated a big chunk sum that was over $100. If that person wants to take advantage of this, go ahead and message me, and I'll give you the link already for that. But I suspect this person already has all of them. But if you're out there listening to this and you want to get, let's think about that. If we got 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Six. No, wait, I've screwed up already. 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Yeah, that would be a decade's worth of three-disc sets. So that's 4 hours times 10. That's 40 hours of live music plus that other bonus, like, single disc. Yeah, 40 hours of live music from MarsCon, an entire decades of dementia, if you will, for just $100. And it would really help us hit our goal. So, because like I said, we're still 87% to the initial goal. That doesn't count the stretch goal I want to hit. That's another $240 on top of that, and I want to hit that in the next 2 weeks. So I may have to carve out some time to whip up some promotion to, you know, make us hit this goal. It would really take a lot of stress out of my life to know that we're hitting it because, you know, I can't afford it. I can't afford to cover it this year because of this hiatus I went on. I got 2 less paychecks this month than I normally do, and I'm getting by, but I don't have extra funds like I normally do. It sucks. Anyway, but yeah, that's the deal. And I can't think of anything else to say right now other than, yeah, MarsConDementia.com. Click on the shop page to get this year's fundraiser collection for $20, or go to the donate button, which is in the sidebar, and either donate whatever or donate $20 each for each past album you want and tell me what they are, or donate $100 and I'll give you a link to all the albums. End of pluggery, and now the next thing.
Tour dates. On the 17th in Morristown, New Jersey, Carla Ulbrich. I would really like to go to that show, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. On the 17th in Redwood City, California, Phil Johnson and Roadside Attraction. On the 24th Woo! In San Francisco, California, Phil Johnson and Roadside Attraction.
Boo!
On the 27th in Hanoi Falls, New York. Hanoi. Thank you. MC Lars. And on the 28th in Brooklyn, New York, MC Lars.
Woot.
Okay, so I have XM Sirius satellite radio in my car, and one of the stations my kids like to listen to all the time is Z100, which is just the top 40 pop station that claims to be New York's number one hit music station. It actually broadcasts out of Newark, I believe. But it's just your standard top 40 station that plays the same songs over and over and over. And in fact, we say now in the car that it's not really a car ride unless we hear Closer by the Chainsmokers. So,
I've been wanting to parody, but
in my listening to all this music, I came upon this song, and decided to parody. It's just called Bad Things, so here's Really Bad Things featuring Blythe Renee.
Sit here and I push and strain, and if I push too hard I might pop my brain. Been a long while and a mighty bout, and oh my god, smell so bad that I might pass out. Bend over at the waist now, stench dissolving the walls, grout nails digging to my thighs, a marble sized piece falls out, and I'm muffling on my shouts while my teeth are cracking my mouth as the pain builds up in my gut. Hope my colon doesn't pop out. And I said it's quite the endeavor, feels like I'm in here forever. Stars in my vision as I clench my teeth together. I want you forever, we'll asphyxiate together. Ours is much better than just whips and chains and leather.
Must be out of my head, must be out of my mind. But I really love that man of mine. So sweet, we were first dating. A way that he smells intoxicating. When he's in the stall, it's like a secret lair.
I just can't take it. My face is flush, but at least I beat another level on Candy Crush. It feels like a cannonball comes out my ass, and when it passes, it rips me in half. Let me crack a window, try to air out my house. Last time I lit a match, singed up both my eyebrows. Sorry that you had to listen to all the noises that you heard. Like I'm trying to give birth to a 12-pound baby turd. And I said it's quite the endeavor, feels like I'm in here forever. Stars in my vision as I clench my teeth together. I want you forever, we'll asphyxiate together. Ours is much better than just whips and chains and leather.
Must be out of my head, must be out of my mind. But I really love that man of mine, so sweet. Since we were first dating, the way that he smells intoxicating. When he's in the stall, it's like a secret lair. He does some really, really bad things in there. So bad, the dog was sedated. Oh, what can I say? He's constipated. The way we love, just for me, and screw them if they judge us, cause they don't see. Baby, hurry up, I have to pee.
It's quite the endeavor, feels like I'm in here forever. Stars in my vision as I clench my teeth together. I want you forever, we'll asphyxiate together. Ours is much better than just whips and chains and leather.
Hey, returning to my roots and writing songs about poop.
Yay, blew up the bathroom.
Yep. Felt good to go back to where I came from, so to speak.
After all of that, I'm sure it felt good.
Yeah.
It's a very similar song to one that I did, but much more in depth.
So, Blythe, you with us?
I'm here.
Hi.
Yay.
So, welcome back. It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
It has been a long time.
And one thing that I thought was really funny about this was when I asked Blythe if she wanted to do the parody, I didn't tell her what it was about.
No, not a thing.
Nope. I was like, hey, you want to do this parody? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, I wonder if she's going to balk at the lyrics at all. And I said,
oh, how little you know about me.
Well, we've never actually met, so.
Yeah, details. I know.
You should tell her about your song, Give It to Everybody, and how hard you had trouble.
Oh, God, yeah. I went through three singers in that one.
What?
Have you heard this song?
Nope, but I'm gonna go find it as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, it's on the Fump. It's called "Give It to Everybody." It's listed as Sudden Death because it was before I dropped the Sudden Death name. And it's a song about various venereal diseases and spreading them around and stuff. And it's a parody, and it's really disgusting. It's like one of my most disgusting songs ever. And
I don't find it that disgusting either, which I think
really?
Is hilarious.
Oh, okay. So I found this one woman who I thought would be willing to do the topic of the song because, she has a song called Backseat Driver, which is about giving blowjobs and having the guy put his hand on the back of her head. And I'm like, okay, well, so if she's willingly written and performed a song about that topic, surely she will have no trouble doing the song about diseases. And nope, she got about halfway through the song and she's like, I can't do anymore, this is too disgusting, I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah, and then thankfully Carrie Dalby came through for me.
Of course she did.
Well, did you went to Carla next, didn't you?
No, I can did. Oh, you're right. I did. I did ask Carla. She just flat out turned me down.
That's amazing. Well, I've simulated working in a herpes factory on stage, so that concerns me not at all.
A herpes factory?
Yeah, you know, a herpes factory. Everybody knows what a herpes factory is.
That's interesting.
I have questions.
I'm not sure I have answers, actually. that's what
then
happens.
I have no questions.
Yeah, because what happens when you're in an improv group and someone in the audience says she works in a herpes factory, and suddenly you find yourself rubbing shoes on your crotch and passing them to the next person, because that's what we decided a herpes factory was. I don't know. You just run with it.
I approve. No, that's I think
sounds
that
like every improv troupe I've ever been in. So yes.
Yeah, basically.
I would totally love to get the Damsels of Dorkington to do a show at FumpFest if we could swing that some year.
I am all for it.
We are much closer to being able to make that happen than we've ever been before. So,
woo! Cool.
Fingers crossed.
I just figured FumpFest is easier than MarsCon because one of you already lives in Chicago. So,
well, details. Yeah, that does make it a little bit easier.
Cool. So
I like logic.
When I was working on the music for this song, I originally asked Bonecage if he'd do the music, but he was too busy, and he was like, I'm sorry, dude, I can't. And I was like, that's fine, I'll handle it. It's not terribly complicated. And then I emailed Chris, and I was like, because I was like, the thing that always, you know, gets where I waste most of my time is trying to figure out like what chords are being played and the progressions and whatnot, because I don't have a very good ear for that type of thing. So I emailed Chris, and I was like, can you just tell me, you know, like, what key is the song in, and what generally what chords are being played? And he wrote back, like, you know, within, like, 10 minutes, because Chris. And,
right.
And he goes, oh, it's a modified Pachelbel. And he wrote the chords, and oh, as soon as he said that, I heard it. And then I heard Rob singing.
Paragonian.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought of when the song started, because I haven't heard the original, and I went, oh, it's one of those.
Yeah. So now I'm picturing Rob on stage, must be out of my head, must be out of my mind.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's another Pachelbel song.
I feel like that chorus is from another song, though.
It very well may be. It might be one of those things where they lifted like some old pop song. And
yeah, it's another hip-hop interpolation, so...
Yeah, I don't know what it would be, though. I'm not.
Yeah, it wasn't familiar to me, but I guess that's not saying much. I'm not a great hip-hop aficionado.
It's, must be out of my head. It's why do I feel like that's a semi-sonic song? Or something from that era. It's from a 90s tune.
It could be, yeah. Yeah, because the 90s are cool now, so...
Yeah, no, that's... Oh, God, I can hear it in my head. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy now. Oh, God damn pop culture. All right, it's fine. Everything's fine. Nothing's on fire. It's fine.
Ian's going to have an aneurysm before the show is out.
Yay! I just got health insurance. No, I'm fine.
Awesome. So, Blythe, what was it like recording this song? Did you have any trouble with it, or was it easy, or what?
The initial pass of, like, the basic melody was fine, and then I about lost my shit after that. it was, like, listening to it, it doesn't sound that complicated as far as, like, the runs and things that she does in the background, and there's very little harmony. But then I started getting involved in it, and I have far too great an attention to detail. So rather than just approximating it, I found myself just listening over and over to, like, whoa, whoa, so I could make sure it's hitting all the same notes. which is partially my own fault, I guess. If I had just let it go, it would have been fine. But no, I had to be as perfect as I possibly could have been.
Yeah, I kind of did the same thing, because I went back and listened to, like, with headphones, and I'm like, okay, what background things is the dude saying? And mm-hmm. I missed, like, three of them in my first pass, so I had to go back and punch them in.
I literally did it, like, piece by piece, and then the couple of harmonies that do come in at the end, like, some are above and some are below, and so she's kind of all over the place with that, and so it was just like, okay, I'm just going to have to take this one piece at a time, because I tried to do it all in one pass. And that was just a mess. God, it was horrible. So,
real quick, it's a song called "Out of My Head" by Fastball. I knew I heard it.
Fastball. I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
It sounds vaguely.
They did "The Way," which was about a couple wander off into the distance. That's it. "The Way," because they only know "The Way." That was the second single from that album. Because I worked in a music store in the 90s. God damn it.
Hang on, I'm pulling it up.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Let me know if you can hear this. I don't know if it... Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's out of my head.
I recognize this song. Okay. Let me turn that down a bit. Let's see if I can get to the chorus.
Yeah, I was going to say, skip to the chorus.
See if I can find it. It's got lyrics on the screen, so I just gotta. Yeah, there it is. Oh, they just ripped it off. That's not even an interpolation.
Wow.
That's just a ripoff.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, in 2016, an adapted version of the chorus was used in the song "Bad Things" by Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't even do an interpolation of it. They just did the chorus.
Yeah.
They didn't even put the effort into taking the Poggle Bell chords and making their own Poggle Bell song. They just stole somebody else's Poggle Bell song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's why I said I was like that riff sounds like the chorus sounded familiar. Yeah.
Wow.
Ah, lazy pop music. What are you gonna do?
Well, now I feel like the song definitely deserved the treatment you gave it. Now.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I could be of a service to pop music.
That's right.
The crappy pop songs.
Lambast them all.
I actually don't hate this song. The original. It's. You know, when it came on, I was like, well, the dude can rap. He's not bad. And that girl, Camila Cabello, is that her name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
She's a really good singer.
Yeah, she's great.
So,
I've never heard of her, but she's great.
Yeah, so I was like, the song isn't bad. The music is very simple, but they layered the shit out of the effects on the background. And I tried to match that as best I could, but there was only so much I can do here. So it's like, I don't hate the song. It's not terrible. Whereas if when I listen to like the hip hop station on Sirius XM, I hate most of those songs. Like those are just terrible.
I was going to say, you were talking about Older or Colder or whatever it's called, that Chainsmokers song.
Closer.
Yeah, Closer. Yeah.
That song I hate just because I hear it too much.
Yeah, Chris Clark parodied that and submitted that to us, and
yes.
There's a bunch of other ideas that are in that song because it's all over the freaking place.
Yeah,
I this is why I felt like I heard this song, but I've actually not heard this on the radio. I was thinking of the Fastball version.
Okay, well now when you hear the Machine Gun Kelly song, you'll know where it is.
Yes, indeed.
Oops, sirens. What happened? What'd you do?
They're coming for me.
The Cartoon Network building is directly across the street from one building that is both the police station and the fire station.
Oh, that's handy. Okay.
Hey.
I don't see anything on fire.
That means everything's being arrested then. Wait, that's not how that works.
Unless it's the very top of this building and I can't see it.
So besides the song, the only other things I wanted to mention is I have some shows coming up that I wanted to do. I'm going to be at MarsCon, obviously. On April 15th, I'm going to be in Queens, New York with Rob Paravonian for his Don't Feed the Musicians show. And the weekend of April 29th, I'm going to be in Williamsburg, Virginia for RavenCon. And Ooh. Then, obviously, FumpFest in June. And nice. If anything else comes up, you can find news about that at devospice.com. And I'm also still taking orders for the t-shirts. I did place the order for the shirts the other day. I will have them at MarsCon with me. But if anyone wants to place your order, I'm still accepting the orders as long as you order a size that I've actually ordered.
So. Yay. Order.
Bly, do you have anything you want to plug?
Storkpride.com. I got podcasts and Patreons and Damsels of Dorkington. My comedy group is going to be at AllCon March 16th through 19th, which is in Dallas. So if you're in that area, check us out.
And later in the year, they'll be returning to Gen Con once again.
Yes, that is true.
I know a bunch of our listeners go to Gen Con, so yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Yay!
So, Blythe, are you going to stick around or are you going to go back doing important things?
I'll stick around if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, totally fine. Let's do feedback.
Making the internet absolutely ridiculous. Dementia Radio.
www.dementiaradio.org. Port 8027.
Please hang up and try again.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Do it.
What?
I thought somebody was doing Kyle's thing.
I was not.
No, I was thinking about doing it. And then when you said feedback, I heard your echo, which only you hear.
Wow.
You're stepping on your own lines, Devo.
I am. I'm such an asshole.
Oh, my God. It was not that. I just meant I was confused and frightened.
All right. Mr. Wompy wrote, "This episode needs a comment, so here it is." By the way, I always enjoy these episodes. Thank you, Mr. Wompy.
Hey, Devo, I've been meaning to ask you.
Yes.
How come the Funny Music Podcast isn't in the podcast feed on things like iTunes, but
it is
the rest of the it is? Because I couldn't find it the other day.
Damn straight, because iTunes search sucks.
Oh my God, it sucks so hard.
You can literally search for Funny Music Podcast and you will not find it. What you need to do, the best thing to do that I've found is search for Manic Mondays, because that'll come right up. And then
yeah, I found
it'll
Manic
say
Mondays and all the other podcasts called
yeah,
Manic Mondays.
And well, yeah, but if find mine, and then it'll say people who subscribe to this also subscribe too, and in that list you'll see the FumpCast.
So I looked for the Fump and I found the song feed, but mm-hmm. I did not find this podcast.
Yeah,
so
it's in there. And there's nothing I can do to fix iTunes' search. So.
Oh. Also, because you mentioned other shows that you were doing, and I didn't do that during my segment.
Do that.
I'm going to mention real quick, March 25th, I'll be back in Baltimore for Vandal Fest, which is an all-day nerdcore show with me, Kay Murdoch, Wreck the System, Professor Shy Guy, and Schaefer the Dark Lord,
awesome.
Which is being produced by Vince Vandal, who is the guy who produced a lot of nerdcore songs, but most recently Schaefer's Sex Rhymes EP.
Cool.
So that's going to go beyond March 25th at the Windup Space in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm going back to my hometown for that show. And of course, I'll be at MarsCon as well. Yay, MarsCon!
So Brett G in the chat says, "Oh my God, it sucks so hard. It could suck the Chrome off a browser." Nice one.
Very nice.
All right. So we have another song to play.
We do.
Steve Goody could not be with us tonight because he is off performing somewhere. But he posted this song the other day. So here is The Twit in Twitter by Steve Goody.
It's really hard to write songs about Donald because nothing rhymes with orange. I've done dumb things with my smartphone when it's 3 a.m. and I'm all alone, like texting some exes while leasing a Lexus with two phones at once because I'm ambidextrous. I'm tweeting and swiping, Snapchatting and Skyping, then dumping my data straight down the crapper. But there's one dumb thing I've never done, and that's tweet us all into oblivion. Oh, the whole world shivers when the Donald twitters from his golden shitter in the sky. He's blowing up the nation from an undisclosed location, a one-sided conversation at the speed of spite. He's a big fat womanizer full of fertilizer. Yeah, the Donald puts the twit in Twitter, and he's scaring the twit out of me. It's 3:15 in the morning, and he's tweeting a zinger to a popular singer straight from his sphincter on a shiny new phone. He's tweeting us into nuclear winter with tiny little fingers. Is this guy stoned? Little thumbs are scooting while he's convoluting the Constitution and sexting with Putin. Oh, Vladimir, my dear, how I wish you were here. You're my big, strong puppeteer. Does this mean we're comrades? Da, oh, da, 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 da. Yeah, definitely, da. Oh, right there, da, da. That was huge. Oh, the whole world shivers when the Donald twitters from his golden shitter in the sky. He's blowing up the nation from an undisclosed location, a one-sided conversation at the speed of spite. He's a mental Lilliputian with overly simple solutions that Mexico's gonna pay for. Oh, the Donald puts the twit in Twitter, and he's scaring the twit out of me, 'cause I'm just a whiny, butthurt, snowflake libtard. He's scaring the twit out of me.
Steve Goody in his usual excellent form. That is the song from his new album, FU 2016, which he also submitted to NPR's Tiny Desk competition. So good luck, Steve. Would love to see him on that.
Steve Goody doing what he does best.
Yes. And I do what I do best, not talking about politics. So,
yay!
Because I don't think there's any way to talk about this song without talking about politics. But I enjoyed the song. It's a fun song.
It was humorous and had very good rhymes and made me laugh.
And I'm surprised.
I'm glad I was muted because I laughed.
I'm surprised I hadn't heard anyone else come up with the puts the twit in Twitter.
Yeah.
Before. I'm surprised it took this long for somebody to do that. I'm sure somebody has done that. But the
well, they've called him Twitler before.
Oh, yes, God, I haven't heard that either.
I have heard Twitler. My personal favorite is Lord Dampnut. Because
yes, Lord Dampnut.
That's the anagram of his name.
Yes.
Which Colin Mockery came up with. What was it? Tangerine Palpatine is another one.
Yes.
There's some good. All right, we're getting political. Let's move on.
we're just naming things.
Right, we're just naming things, yeah.
Yeah, the loofah-faced shit gibbon was one that an actual senator called him.
Love that guy.
How long do you think that guy had that in his back pocket and was just waiting to whip it out? Because that doesn't just come out magically in heat of passion.
I don't know, but he tweeted it, and it is my favorite tweet right now.
Do you keep a running list of your favorite tweets?
I print them out and put them in plaques on my wall.
Oh, I hope that's true.
My roommate's very angry at me.
All right, teasing. Tomorrow's song is by Smashy Claw.
Whee!
I wonder if he added a description. The song was posted, but there was no description.
He's subscribing to the Ian School of Posting Songs.
Yeah. He did. Okay. Good.
He's been tearing up Flom. lately. The stuff he's been doing for February Album Writing Month is, like, every year he gets better and better, and the stuff he's doing this year is downright freaking incredible.
No, I'm not surprised. He had a year of just cranking out songs, so he's had a lot of practice.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's, man, his stuff is so good this year.
Awesome. And Tuesday's song is by Lauren Mayer.
Hey.
So we'll get to talk politics again next week.
I have a feeling we're going to be talking politics for quite a few weeks.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Only because the world is on fire.
I don't want to. Right.
I know, Devo, but the times we live in.
There is a hero that can save you, and that hero is Lego Batman.
This is truth.
I've seen
and,
it.
Hey, did we mention in the news that Richard Cheese is in the Lego Batman movie?
Shit, no. I was going to mention that, and I forgot to add it to the rundown. Yes, Richard Cheese has a song in the Lego Batman movie.
And he's,
not only does he have a song in the movie, there's a Lego of him. There's a little minifig of him performing the song in the movie.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes. He's on screen for like 2.7 seconds, but he's there. And then you hear him singing a song.
There's two songs on the soundtrack. He only appears for one of them. So.
And the soundtrack, even though you don't really hear it prominently in the movie, the soundtrack has Richard Cheese's cover of Everything is Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So, Ian, plug yourself one more time.
InsaneIan.bandcamp.com, as well as Patreon.com/InsaneIan, where you can get exclusive videos and behind the scenes and commentary and downloads and all sorts of cool stuff. Help me make videos, please. Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Blythe, plug yourself one more time.
Dorkpride.com.
Yeah.
Links to everything.
Patreon.
Yeah, that too.
All right. And I'm at the long overdue for an overhaul, DevoSpice.com. You want to see what websites looked like in the late 90s? Go to DevoSpice.com.
You could go to the Space Jam website.
What's the Space Jam? Up.
Oh,
it's still up.
Is the Independence Day website still up? Because that was, I remember that one.
Which one?
Independence Day. I think it was just ID4.com.
I don't think so. It may have been updated for the sequel.
Probably was. Yeah.
Nah, so not, speaking not of Space Jam, tomorrow on Cartoon Network. It's a new episode of Mighty Magiswords titled Grump Jam.
Ooh.
I wonder
if it's any way related to that subject.
Well, yeah, they've paired it with a block of other Cartoon Network shows that feature NBA players because basketball. So, you know, will this be a masterpiece just like Space Jam? That's for you to decide.
I've decided.
So watch Mighty Magiswords tomorrow at, I believe, 6:45 Eastern, 5:45 Central, something to that effect. I don't know. Check your local listings. But yeah, Grump Jam, Mighty Magiswords. I boarded bits of it. I'm only claiming responsibility for the bits I boarded.
There is a quality joke in there that I cannot say anything about.
Because you haven't seen it at all, ever, Ian.
No, but I heard stories. Yes, that's it.
I certainly didn't bring it over to the house and show you the last time we hung out.
Nope, that didn't happen ever.
But if it did, I'm sure it was awesome.
Oh, God, the pain. Anyway, yeah, the show.
Over now.
Oh, and the new Mighty Magiswords app. The Quest game is out now.
Surely you Quest. Get it at your app store. It's fun.
Can I play it now?
You can play the thing.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. I'm Devo Spice.
I'm Luke.
And there's Ian and Blythe.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific at DementiaRadio.org and join us in the chat or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefunk.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week, where you'll hear Luke Ski say...
Get the Grump Jam soundtrack featuring music by Quad City Tree Jay.
Ah...